And it's time to talk sport again with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Well, the Matildas were down 1-0 in their friendly against England when we spoke earlier. How did they finish up?
Well, Fran, the final score 1-1 after a late goal in the 84th minute to Claire Polkinghorne. From a corner, the defender and those famous freckles of hers rising above all the others gathered in front of the goal, attackers and defenders. And that counted England's only score in the first half to Fran Kirby. And at the end of the game, look, the players with the longest faces were the English. They created more opportunities than the Australians, but they are the third best team in the world, and they just couldn't put the onion in the bag, and that could count against them a bit further down the track when there's a World Cup on. Also, Mackenzie Arnold standing in goal for the Matildas. Lydia Williams is absent at the moment, being given a rest. She did a pretty good job. All heartening stuff as Australia goes for depth ahead of the World Cup, when Williams and a few other good ones will be available for the Matildas. And really, while Australia was enjoying anything against England, a draw will do, this was a match that was really all about the World Cup and for both teams, which might further explain those long English faces, Fran.
Indeed. In cricket, Australia, we failed miserably to cash in on that 142-run opening stand between Usman Khawaja and Aaron Finch.
Well, Fran,
what happened?
The discipline of the first 2.5 days, well, it just evaporated in the desert heat. The Australians all out for 202, and the mathematicians out there have already worked it out. That's losing 10 for 60. Astonishing stuff. The two other debutants, in addition to Aaron Finch, Travis Head and Manus Labuschagne, both scoring duck's eggs, summarily dismissed by Pakistan's debutant, the offie Bilal Asif, who ended up with 6 wickets. Instead of asking the Australians to bat again, as they were perfectly entitled to do, the Pakistanis instead offered them a bit more time in the desert sun, but it didn't go entirely to plan for Pakistan. There was a collapse, 3 for 45, but by stumps, the Pakistanis are enjoying the luxury of a 325-run lead.
Ouch.
For Australia, for Australia, Fran, miracle workers should apply here, so long as their names aren't Smith, Warner or Bancroft.
Okay, and just briefly, in thoroughbred racing, trainer Chris Waller looks set for another big moment in Melbourne, this time at Caulfield.
Look, his horse Autumn Sun, the runaway winner of the Golden Rose, has drawn barrier 5 for the Group 1. I'll say that again. Group 1, Caulfield Guineas this Saturday, which means further firming in favouritism. So Flemington last week for Waller, Caulfield this weekend, and then Moonee Valley for the Cox Plate, where a little neddy known as Winx might be running around. You have to say that Chris Waller's going to know his way around Melbourne pretty well before the end of the Spring Carnival, Fran. And as Matt Bavin has just told us, there was another barrier draw yesterday somewhere else in Australia. Check your pulse if you're not aware of just where that was. Redzel, last year's winner of the Everest, drawing barrier 1, or to give it its full name, the coveted barrier 1, which means you can probably bet the house on Redzel, Fran, but just be careful about which house you choose.
Boom, boom. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
23 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.